subject or something like that, they'll be like, okay, we're going to go the other way. But for us, it's like, okay, we got
to
go that way.
You run to the danger. You run to the danger.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
No relief in sight for North Korea. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Secretary of State reiterating the U.S. will keep up the pressure as he holds more post-summit talks. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, North Korean state media has suggested President Trump might consider lifting sanctions gradually as the country goes through the process of dismantling its nuclear weapons program. But speaking in Beijing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that's not an option.
We have made very clear that the sanctions and the economic relief that North Korea will receive will only happen after the full denuclearization, the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
Pompeo also saying that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, understands that getting rid of his nuclear arsenal needs to be done quickly. Dave?
Simon, right after the summit, President Trump announced he'd stop war games with South Korea. And today the Pentagon's expected to confirm the next round of military exercises in August are canceled. The president told Fox,
we have 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. I'd like to get them home. I would like to, but it is not on the table right now.
A report out today from the Justice Department Inspector General may be critical of the Hillary Clinton probe.
Members of Congress I've spoken to who have been briefed on this have gotten some details suggest that it's going to blister top former FBI officials like James Comey, Andrew McCabe for their mishandling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
Fox has said Henry, Republicans think she got off light. Democrats believe the case being reopened might have cost Clinton the election. It's been 1 year since a Republican baseball practice was shot up in Virginia.
It was a surreal moment. The first shot, I didn't think, you're not thinking a gunshot. But by the second one, and Trent Kelly's over at third, that was the first person he tried to shoot at. Trent's running, yelling, shooter. And so at that point, we're all kind of moving around, and then I get hit.
Congressman Steve Scalise, 9 surgeries and a lot of rehab later. He plans to play tonight in the congressional baseball game. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or convenient thumb drive. Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
There's a lot of cleanup to do in a Pennsylvania town hit by a nasty storm last night.
When you see some of the, you know, some of the roof collapse pictures and some of the video from the first responders up there, it's pretty amazing.
John Casper used to work at a shopping plaza torn apart with cars tossed around.
Investigators from the National Weather Service are in Wilkes-Barre today looking at storm damage to determine if a tornado hit the city. A shopping plaza was struck last night by a powerful storm while the area was under a tornado warning, and police reported multiple collapsed buildings. Wilkes-Barre Councilmember John Jablowski says there were a few injuries, but everyone's expected to be okay.
Those six individuals that were walking wounded, they were okay, very fortunate. They were treated on scene by our EMS personnel, so very minor injuries.
There was major damage to businesses. Debris was scattered in parking lots and on streets, and power lines were knocked down. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Georgia man who raped a 12-year-old relative and got her pregnant pleaded guilty yesterday. Michael Arnold will get 25 years in prison. The judge ordered him to serve every day of that sentence. An 18-year-old in Tennessee picked the wrong Burger King to rob. He's dead after the manager was in critical condition, fought back.
Metro Nashville police identifying Kenneth L. Jernigan as one of three masked gunmen who entered the Burger King on Monday night. That's when manager Maurice Ferris tackled Jernigan. At that point, the other two fled in a white SUV. Authorities believe Jernigan was fatally wounded during the struggle with Ferris, who police say endangered himself to save his employees. The 34-year-old was hurt by gunfire and hospitalized. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
There is news out on the economy showing we shopped more in May. Retail sales rose 0.8%, the biggest increase in 6 months. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, up nearly 100 for the Dow, the day after the Dow dropped 119 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5, welcome to our 8 o'clock hour. So glad you're listening to our show, our local news now brought to you by country financial agent Jessie DeHaan. She's at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, working for you, working for our community. Call her for all your insurance needs. You'll like working with Jessie DeHaan. 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois is expanding pediatric specialty clinic services in the Champaign-Urbana area with the opening of a multi-specialty clinic in the OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Office Building. That's in Urbana. The OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois multi-specialty clinic in Urbana has 8 exam rooms and currently offers pediatric cardiology and pediatric surgery care. Families affected by a gas leak from Manlow Field are suing People's Gas, as there are 17 plaintiffs in the complaint. People's Gas said they have not seen the complaint, but said the State Department of Health confirmed the levels of methane they have detected in private wells do not pose a health concern. Asbestos was found at Yankee Ridge Elementary School this month. WCIA says the superintendent says the asbestos was in an area 6 feet by 8 feet. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jessie DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Weather brought to you by CMI. Shop CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, online at CMIClean.com. They're local. You need ware, washing services for your business? CMI clients are getting amazing results. Nobody wants to drink out of a spotty glass or, worse yet, lipstick on their glasses.
Right.
With a great chemical program and monthly service check, CMI will insure you. You'll be confident the customers are in good hands. CMI can work with you on controlling your costs using their state-of-the-art dispensing system. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Parks, their team, CMI, serving all of Central Illinois. CMIClean.com for more information.
And with a gorgeous day like today, Stevie, with the sunshine, they might want to tap into that window cleaning service office.
The extender.
Yeah.
You don't have to get on a ladder.
Way up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
as
yeah.
As you know, as a hard-working man.
I'm skilled.
High 84, low 64. 91 our high tomorrow, down to 72. 94 the high Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy, and still that 20% chance of an isolated shower and thunderstorm. 70 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, every year millions of seniors fall victim to financial fraud. Oh, makes me very angry. Costing the elderly about $2.9 billion. Busey wants to remind you, it's observing World Elder Abuse Awareness Month. Busey urges seniors and their trusted caregivers to safeguard all personal information. Stay alert to the common signs of financial abuse. Busey offers tips. Plan ahead to protect your assets. Carefully choose a trustworthy person. Lock up your checkbook. Never give personal information. Just sit with somebody from Busey. They can go over this with you. Talk to a trusted family member who has your best interests at heart, or your clergy. Talk to your attorney, doctor, or your personal Busey banker. Busey wants to sit with you and just give you some real assurance that this will be okay, but you want to look out for stuff. Really bad people out there doing this. The best way to protect yourself is to be proactive. Busey wants you to be informed. Go to Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations to meet with a Busey associate today. Member FDIC. All right, it's 8:09. Champagne Urbana. You're at the office. Somebody says they're hot. Somebody says they're cold. The thermostat battles heating up. I'm cold. I'm hot. It doesn't work. Yeah, it does. Right. Why are you wearing a sweater?
Why are there so many dishes in the sink? Why are there, you know, is the bathroom messy? Why don't people clean up after themselves? Why don't they just bring a sweater? I get so frustrated sometimes with these work issues.
Workplace culture expert Pamela Gail Johnson. You hear that in her voice? We, Houston, we have a problem.
Exactly. Or Dallas, we have a problem.
Yeah. Houston, Dallas. Pamela, how are you?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Oh,
I love that.
I'm fine. Right back at you, y'all. So, what? Well, this is pretty common, little spats like that, huh?
Well, I think, you know, an office is just a household with more people, typically. So, and, you know, the thermostat wars happen at home, and they're going to happen at work.
I mean, we don't do this at home. We just kind of set it.
Okay. But nobody's, especially for me, and I feel like I'm going through the change, and I'm always hot, and then I'm cold and stuff.
Well, I just, my office tends to be a little bit, you know, cold in the winter. I just bought a $14 little space heater. I was
right.
Fine.
Make it happen in your own area.
Right.
Well, and that's what people have to do to some degree, even in the summer. So people have to find somewhat of a, you know, a middle ground. I think the big key is to kind of talk about it versus the people who are a little bit more passive aggressive and they sneak up and like will turn the AC up or down depending on their own personal taste and hope they're hoping no one's watching.
I got you.
And that gets people, you know, it makes people frustrated. It's one of those situations, not everybody's probably going to be equally happy with the AC situation because some people want it cooler, some want it warmer. And also, let's be honest, all buildings are not AC'd equally.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. Very true. Good point. Yeah. Okay.
So some spots can be colder than others. So yep. If you're really cold-natured, maybe you want to ask if you can move to a different spot for at least the summertime.
Yeah.
If you're warm-natured, you know, vice versa, if there's a spot that's colder. Because inevitably, as Murphy's Law has it, the cold-natured person is sitting under the vent.
Gotcha.
Pamela, hot-natured person.
Pamela Gail Johnson, do you travel a lot for this stuff?
Yeah. Do we travel?
Yeah. I mean, you travel to consult and you go into places. Have you ever been into a place where you're consulting and it is so toxic? It's like, okay, I got to go. I mean, there's got to have been some really tough work conditions that, you know, even could be part of the problem could be the boss that hired you.
Well, I was going to say, I think for the most part, if somebody's hiring me, they're open to change if they're the boss, which is in all honesty, is usually where happier workplaces start is with the boss.
Yeah, right.
And then it kind of works its way down. If you have a chronically cranky boss that you directly report to, you can only do so much about that happier at work situation. Now, you can make sure your team is still happy if you're a leader. You can somewhat be a buffer. I mean, you can't maybe stop all the chaos, but you can help a little bit. You know, you can be that, again, buffer. But the boss is a real key to keeping.
I totally agree. In fact, when you're advising, it'd probably be good, Pamela, a little tip from me to you. They say, hey, how'd it go? Fine. Could I get my check before I give you an evaluation?
Well, like you said, probably if a boss is hiring me, they're at least open to change.
Yeah, they should be. And they wouldn't hire you if they weren't. So that's a good point.
Exactly. Yeah. If they were too high on the chronically cranky spectrum or toxic work environment, as you might say, I am probably not the person they're calling.
No, I got you. How do people find Pamela Gail Johnson?
You can actually just Google us I probably wouldn't Google because we actually just opened a new website called Happier at Work.
Okay.
So it's happier-at-work.com. We have like a couple of newsletters, like if you're just a personal person looking to be happier at work, you can get our weekly tip. If you're a leader looking to lead happier teams, we have some resource for you, too.
Okay. Well, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and I'm so happy that you guys are happy with your temps. AC temps.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we're happy, but
right.
We get along.
Right.
Have group hugs.
I keep a sweater in my office. So.
Well, and I keep coats. So.
Exactly.
We play duck, duck, goose, and hug each other.
Exactly.
We don't hug each other, but we're
right.
Happy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sing kumbaya.
Kumbaya. We love that. Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you, guys.
8:15 ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines coming up.
The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass Friday, June 15th, starting at 4 p.m.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I don't understand. I truly don't understand what's going on here. Are we living in some Twilight Zone? Is this an alternate universe? What happened? Did everybody trade cards? It's like, in hearts, pass to the left, pass to the right. Everybody passed across the table. Did we pass across the table? I passed my LeBron James hater cards and everybody else has them. I don't get it. It's LeBron. Jimmy Butler's going to be a free agent next year. Jimmy Butler's nice, but Jimmy Butler? I like this Lakers team. I do. I think Brandon Ingram's going to be pretty dang good. I actually have been on Lonzo as well. I think Lonzo's going to be pretty good when it's all said and done. Kuzma already is good, but it's LeBron. I mean, you could have your KD-LeBron debates, and I don't know why that makes everybody so mad, when on the other hand, everybody's talking about the Lakers don't need LeBron. Which one of those statements is more egregious, honestly? Which one's more egregious?
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
Here we go. Sports headlines at 8:17.
As a golf enthusiast, I know you're happy about the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
That's always exciting to watch. Australian Aaron Baddeley. Thank you. Is 2 under now.
It's going to be really hard to be under par in this golf tournament. Because it's a par 70, there's only two par 5s. If you miss the fairway, good luck getting par. It's always ridiculously hard. It's kind of fun. It's fun to watch because you see the best guys in the world, say, well, I do that. And it's the same, oh, I missed that putt. The greens will be greasy. It'll be really hard.
Huh. I know Roy McIlroy was talking that it reminds me of, golf back at home.
Yeah, it's a links. It means no trees.
Okay.
But it's in the wispy stuff isn't wispy. It's thick.
Uh-huh.
If you got to hit it straight. You got to hit it on the green. And then the greens are like glass. They're so fast.
World Soccer Cup action starts today. Host Russia with Saudi Arabia out of the gate. San Diego over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 yesterday. Cardinals with the day off today. Milwaukee over the Cubs 1-0 yesterday. Cubs have the day off today. They all gearing up for a series, and it
weekend.
Starts tomorrow night. In fact, I think each game is in the evening.
All night games, including Sunday night.
Right.
Yep.
So just take note of that. Hear the action on ESPN 93.5 or US 105.9.
And I think the only Illini in the open, I believe, is Dylan Meyer and Steve Stricker.
Mm.
So it'll be fun to see how those gentlemen do.
Speaking of our Illini, John Davis. Remember when we talked about him and track doing a 3 minutes, 58 seconds, and
amazing.
40
right.
with that mile to set a school and armory facility record? He's been selected as one of our Fighting Illini Freshman of the Year with Mia Rabinowitz from women's tennis. Good. So congratulations to them.
And women's tennis had an awesome year, too. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We got a high 84 expected today with the sunshine, 64 our low tonight, 20% shot at showers as we get into the mid-90s tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Don't forget about Radio Refunds, RadioRefunds.com. We've got gift cards for Last City Girl Yogurt, University of Cunningham in Urbana, Steeple Coffee House off downtown Square Monticello, Humble Hog and Harvest Ale up in Paxson, Smoked Food Truck, Pies the Limit, Old Orchard Lanes and Links, Body Bronze, Tay and Carp and Jeremy Warner T-shirts. Just go to RadioRefunds.com and save money. A whole bunch of these are 50% off.
And keep in mind, Dad's Day is on Sunday.
How about
so
loading up for Dad?
Do it now.
You can get her done and get it processed and pick them up between now and tomorrow. All right, RadioRefunds.com. It's 8:20.
Fox Business Network. Americans were shopping last month. Retail sales rose 0.8% in May. Sales improved at home and garden stores, gas stations, and restaurants. Excluding gas and car sales, the increase was still 0.8%. Fewer people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims dropped 4,000 to 218,000, fewer than expected. It's a sign companies are continuing to hold on to their workers. Chubb Insurance is selling a plan to cover you when you're in an Uber car or other ride-hailing service. The Wall Street Journal says Chubb has partnered with Shure Inc. for a plan that covers injuries or death insurance. And MoviePass, the $9.99 subscription service that lets you watch a movie a day, says it now has 3 million members, an increase of 1 million more than 4 months ago. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Arthur Benson said, very often a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. What does that mean? Often we think the grass is greener on the other side, but when we get to the other side, we discover that we are still as unhappy and as dissatisfied as we were before. At times, our complaints are legitimate, but we all know many circumstances where the problem is the person's attitude, not the problem itself. So really, a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. Changing our attitude will change many of our problems. But changing behavior is hard. There's a way to inspire you and help give you skills for success. Two excellent leadership events are scheduled, the Global Leadership Summit in August and John Maxwell's Live to Lead in November. I'm offering you the chance to attend both for the price of one, an excellent opportunity for personal growth. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Create lasting memories with a vacation or family reunion t-shirt with Weiss Camp in downtown Champaign. Are you planning a one-color t-shirt design because you want to save money? Take advantage of Weiss Camp's special and add a second color to one location at no extra charge. Or if you're planning for a one-location design, add a one-color second location at no extra charge. Minimum of 5 shirts required. Limited to screen printing only. Offer valid for any type of garment style or brand. Weiss Camp Screen Printing. Find them online at weisskamp.com. That's WEISKAMP.com.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This Father's Day, pro-grade power tools are within Dad's reach and yours at the Home Depot.
where right now your choice of select pro-grade Milwaukee Red Lithium tools are only $99 each. Drill drivers, impact drivers, lithium-ion batteries, and more. Want to treat Dad like a pro? Give him power tools pros use. Select Red Lithium power tools from Milwaukee. Just $99 each. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. See store for details. Valid through June 20th.
Yeah, what vehicle did Honda BMW offer Grace for the year?
Oh, yeah. The official car
it's
for Miss Illinois.
Absolutely beautiful.
Ooh, I love the white.
It's a white Civic.
Mm-hmm.
Providing the official car for Miss Illinois. And in the News Gazette, Robin Schultz picture, her chariot awaits.
I see.
So good.
I like it.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben Quattrone over there. It's an award-winning dealership. And I told all the Miss America people, I said, you know, this is top 10 dealership in the country. I mean, they're really good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in the market for a new vehicle or pre-owned, they've got them all. In fact, I was on the Beamer showroom during this, you know, getting Grace's car. And I said, Ken, where are the cars? I mean, they're selling. They had a $110,000 BMW. They sold, it was used, but it was pre-owned. It was $37,000.
Wow.
It was one of those sedan things.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But somebody
great.
Snapped that up pretty quickly.
I'll bet.
Anyway, they've got a beautiful BMW showroom. Their Honda side, they just sell. And keep in mind, they are very interested in a relationship. They don't want just, hey, come buy a car and never see. They want this to be long-term.
That's right.
Thus, they treat you that way.
Mm-hmm.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Drivechampagne.com. If you are interested, just stop by off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy and say hi to Ben Quattrone.
Speaking of Miss Illinois and a vehicle, my name is Matt. I work at Robin's Body Shop in Gifford. Congratulations on your daughter's accomplishment on winning Miss Illinois. We listen to your show every morning. We like that your family believes in hard work and faith and making it through this crazy world that we live in.
Thank you, Matt.
And then it comes into the request about convertible and a parade on the 4th of July, and I believe this one in Gifford, and then the car show afterwards. I know it's all the same day as the Champaign County Freedom Celebration that
Fourth
we talked
of July.
About. So when people have these requests, because I got them too yesterday at Neighborhood Nights, should they reach out to you about Miss Illinois being in the parade?
Totally. You get hold of me at whatever, how they do that.
Right.
I don't even know.
And
what.
You can call our business office here at Stevie J Broadcasting.
Yeah, you can.
367-1195.
They can email me.
Exactly.
SJK@SJBroadcasting.com.
Okay.
I mean, and ask, and then I'll put you in touch.
Right.
I'll connect the dots, because Grace wants to go everywhere. I mean, if you want her to speak, and her platform... I'm pretty excited. They kind of finalized the verbiage of it last night. And
is it like finding a voice?
Well, it's called You Matter. And then, you know, I got to get the words exactly right, but it's encouraging positive mental health in our youth.
Oh, I like that.
Because there is so much of that. And so to tell somebody who's struggling that they don't matter, just like the girl on the dock.
Right.
The girl on the dock that sat there by herself, and Grace went and befriended her last summer at Young Life Camp, told her the story that she didn't feel like she mattered. And she really encouraged her to say she does matter, and she told her she mattered. So it's You Matter, and then the encouraging positive or working toward positive mental health in our youth, which I think is a huge button right now.
Exactly.
And she is really excited, because then she can speak at, you know, anywhere about that.
Right.
She can do an elevator pitch, and she got asked to speak on the Illinois Senate floor.
Is that right?
That'll be next spring from Senator Chapin Rose. So
nice.
And there she can ask for funding for various things that she's, and I know the state's broke, but maybe there's creative ways to raise funding from somewhere else. Anyway, she's excited about it, because it was really interesting, because sometimes when you talk about things and you're a little unsure about them, you sound unsure about them. When she got into that, it was a whole different sound. She wants to talk about that. Encouraging, making sure you make eye contact with folks that feel alone, lifting them up, telling them that they have a life and they matter, that they can do great things. I mean, but all tied into the awareness that we've got a mental health issue, but nobody wants to talk about that.
You're right. I love it. And Stevie J, to know that you were sort of a part of that with her being exhausted and almost willing to throw in the towel on all this hard work she put into being in the Miss Illinois pageant, and then you sitting down at the kitchen table saying, what is your why?
What do you want to do this for? And she immediately thought of that young lady.
Yes.
And it's been transformative. It really has.
And this is something, as a parent, that I'm taking note of. When you have this time, every once in a while, there's this quiet time where you can really eye to eye on your kids. And what do you want to do? And what are some situations in life where you've, you know, had awkward situations? How do you handle that? And really try this character development with the kids. I'm really trying to do that more this summer.
You do a great job. You just want to be there. And you just want to make eye contact and just be around them as much as you can.
But, I mean, we get so busy. We forget to talk about this character quality stuff.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. It's 8:20 on, but yes, reach out to me if you need to, if Miss Illinois for an appearance. Happy to help coordinate and be a conduit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it, but I'll help you find the person that is.
SJK at SJBroadcasting.com.
Yep. SJK at SJBroadcasting.com, and she will be throwing the first pitch at a Cardinals game.
Yes!
Here in the next 30 days or so.
Not Cubs versus Cardinals this weekend, though.
No, but I did reach out to the Cubbies. And that was tricky.
We'll see how that goes.
It was like I couldn't even talk to a person.
Snooty.
Not, I won't go there. It's just there's no phone numbers. If you call the Cubs, you got to send an email to a generic fans at fan support or something.
Right.
There was nobody I could even talk to. They said, I can't put you through.
You know, we had Isabella throwing the first pitch when we went down May 5th, and it was so easy to coordinate with the Cardinals.
Again, it's just relational. We haven't been eye contact with the Cubbies or the White Sox. We're trying. It'd be wonderful for it to be in Chicago, and I thought something with Coach Ditka would be fun, too.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Expected out this afternoon, an internal Justice Department report about the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
The much-anticipated report from the Inspector General is 18 months in the making. The IG, Michael Horowitz, is the Justice Department's internal watchdog, and his report is expected to criticize the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton investigation. Those familiar with the report's findings say it's unflattering for many FBI officials.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Prosecutors in Germany say a biological weapons attack has been stopped.
They say a 29-year-old Tunisian man has been arrested in the German city of Cologne, and that the deadly toxin ricin was found in a search of his apartment. Prosecutors alleging he made it using the poisonous shells of castor bean seeds, a key ingredient in ricin. A German newspaper reports the arrest follows a tip from U.S. intelligence.
Fox's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 6 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he possessed heroin nearly 2 years ago. 31-year-old Mario Johnson pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled substance. Asbestos was found at Yankee Ridge Elementary School this month. WCIA says the superintendent says the asbestos was in an area 6 feet by 8 feet, and crews quickly handled the situation. No one came into contact with it. Engineers found the asbestos around a pipe while cutting into some insulation. The amount is considered to be a minor fiber release. Scammers are getting better at tricking you into picking up the phone. A lot of people will not answer a call from a number they are unfamiliar with, so CNBC says scammers are increasingly spoofing phone numbers to make them look familiar to you. You might get a scam call that has your area code or even the first 6 digits of a friend's phone number. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their
their Facebook page.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service, and it's going to be hot.
It is. 84 the high today, though. Better than
weekend,
what's
though.
Coming. Yeah.
Weekend, because the U of I Open is this weekend.
Okay, U of I Open.
They had a lot of tree damage, but Mike Warner and his team has really cleaned it up. They're going to play the U of I Open. I think Christian just entered yesterday.
Okay.
So he's in.
Nice.
I think I'm caddying.
Okay.
So the bag might feel a little heavy, so
wow.
I'm looking for temperatures on the weekend. Look like mid-90s. So
yes, 91 tomorrow, down to 71, partly cloudy. 20% chance of an isolated shower, thunderstorm, and into the weekend. High 94 both Saturday and Sunday, 74. Low in the evening, again, a 20% chance of showers. 91 the high on Monday as we're back to work on
wow.
the 18th.
Hey, summer.
Yep. 71 now on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, that's music to Troy Lance's ears.
Exactly.
Although, if you want a job, I can get you on over at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. I mean, if you're an HVAC or know somebody who is, it's like a bidding war right now.
Right.
And I'm kind of an HVAC since I work.
Oh, okay.
Could I put that on a resume?
I mean, when you go to the house and say, oh, yeah, that thingamaflugie.
Well,
They might lose confidence in the technician.
Well, I wouldn't say thingamaflugie around them.
Okay.
And if I could call Troy at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing while I'm at the house and say, okay, which tool do I need to take it apart, and what am I looking at again?
Right.
And FaceTime him.
Get the FaceTime
yeah.
going.
He could just sit there on a big screen and say, point to that, don't touch that, unplug that.
You might be on to something.
Okay. Says, I'm looking at that because here's another one. Is this ethically okay to say I work for Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing? Is it ethical for me to say I was
You were a hardworking man.
Well, exactly.
For 3 hours.
Exactly, CMI. I got lots of work experience. So here I am, soft hands, voice on the radio. Now I have all this work experience.
Mm-hmm.
I do know how to clean a portable toilet.
Right.
Feeling pretty good about that knowledge. Now, that was a job I can't say I loved, but I love the people at Gulliford and Illinois portable toilets, and I find myself weirdly going into porta potties now and checking the date it was last serviced. And that's weird. That's just a little bit weird for me to do that.
I had somebody ask me about value check.
Yeah.
When I was out yesterday. That's June 22nd.
Week from tomorrow, I'll be broadcasting at value check. Andy there was going to have me as hardworking man, but he's excusing me at 9. I wonder why. Doesn't want me to stock shelves? Fine. Anyway, I'll be there 2 hours selling a gallon of milk for a dime and a dozen eggs for a dime. Limit 5 per. So you can buy 5 gallons of milk, which I will do, and 5 dozen eggs for a total of $1. Now, you got to pay tax, so maybe $1.10. Sugar Busters, you get them for a nickel. I'm saving you 50 cents, and I'll give you 2 quarters when you come see me. It's only between 7 and 9 a week from tomorrow. Value check, Glen Park Drive, very near what's out there, Planet Fitness, La Bamba, that area. Fred Parrish, theprofitbeacon.com. Fred, how are you?
I'm great, Stevie. How are you doing
today? Business strategist, profit expert, co-author of the Michael Gerber book, The E-Myth Chief Financial Officer. So, isn't it too late to get a hot hired job for the summer?
Well, apparently not. It looks like there are a lot of companies out there who are in need of help.
Like what?
Well, it sounds like customer service positions, IT, information technology, office support positions, engineering, which is interesting, and to me, manufacturing, which I thought was very interesting.
Okay,
given you know the difficulty that that industry has had for a couple of decades now.
All right, you've been in this business, I trust, a while. I mean, is it not the easiest time we've had to get a job in quite a while?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, Stevie, because the last couple of months there have been more jobs than there have been people to fill them.
Wow.
And it is getting very, very hot in the labor market right now. The Fed is announcing they expect to hit the 2% inflation target by the end of the year. And they're also expecting the unemployment rate to go down from 3.8%. where it is now, to 3.6.
Wow.
Which you can imagine what kind of pressure that's going to put on the labor market. Wages are going to be going up. So there it's a highly dynamic situation right now.
I mean, can you imagine, Fred, if we owned fast food together and we had to get people to work the window, they might not show up. I mean, we already have trouble with that age anyway. Mm-hmm. This could be catastrophes for some. I mean, what do you do? You have to work it yourself, but you can't work 59 million hours a week.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, we are trying to help our clients now in how they are going to manage that part of their business, because payroll costs are by far the largest expense in almost every company out there. So
yeah,
it's a big issue.
Man, okay, so I guess you want to be the best employer you can be to keep good people.
Absolutely. And again, the labor costs are going to go up. And especially when you're dealing with the millennials, you have to make that environment something that they will be interested in staying as part of that environment, and they can then thrive there. So companies are having to change the way they manage those employees.
All right. How do people find you, Fred?
Well, the ProfitBeacon.com. And, Stevie, that's an automated CFO software application that we have just come out with in the last few months.
How does it work?
It's very easy to use. It's quick. We can go through as quickly as we can set up a new user, a new company, load data, create forecasts for P&L, cash flow, in as little as 8 minutes.
Wow.
It doesn't require any kind of finance background, accounting background. All of that stuff is done in the software. We've made it as easy as possible.
Sounds like you're onto something,
yeah,
my friend. Love it. Okay, thank you so much. The ProfitBeacon.com to reach Fred Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
You betcha. 841. Okay, Shinnecock Hills is where we're having the 118th U.S. Open. You know, they had the first time they had the golf tournament at Shinnecock Hills? Okay, I always say I know the presidents. I think the president was William McKinley. And William McKinley was our 25th president, just ahead of, he was shot and killed, and so Theodore Roosevelt took over. 1896. Would you please check my work?
I am.
1896, I'm saying William McKinley. Might be wrong. I'm going with it. Shinnecock Hills in New York, Tiger Woods, because it's a real problem getting to the golf course. So he said, I put my dinghy out there, and I'm going to stay on my dinghy, which is a $40 million yacht. Facetiously said dinghy. Kind of funny. So his hotel is on the water.
Okay.
Who was president in 1896?
Grover Cleveland.
Dang it.
And then it says William McKinley.
So it was William McKinley. Probably was inaugurated January 20th of
1897. Right, so maybe.
I have failed you.
I don't know.
I am wrong.
I mean, it's right on the cusp because of the assassination in 1901.
But he was, I think he probably took office January 20, 1897, won the election of 1896.
Right.
And then was assassinated, and then Theodore Roosevelt took over.
Okay.
For William McKinley.
Gotcha.
So I was on the edge here, because Grover Cleveland was 22 and 24.
Right.
He was twice,
and
two different times.
And you said 118 years ago,
yeah,
and that's 1900, actually.
Yeah, it's 118th. They probably skipped a few somewhere along the way.
But it is right there on the border.
I think that's right. So really, you know, it's one of those deals where you go to your professor and ask for some credit.
Exactly.
843.
The word kids and free typically don't go together. Luckily, every Wednesday at Rosati's Pizza, get two free kids meals with any $25 purchase or more. Pizza, pasta, salads, and more options will satisfy everyone's craving. Dine in only. Kids 10 and under, please. Then on Friday, don't freak out. Start your weekend off right with a four-topping 16-inch thin crust pizza from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana for just $23.15. Saturday, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti. Just $6.95. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Salad, bread, stick and drink extra. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, or 328-2334.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on five quarts of STP Conventional or High Mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jump to our morning sports headlines. We have two in the U.S. Open, as far as I can tell. Dylan Meyer, who, by the way, wants to co-host the show.
Oh, he does.
Because he's so into politics.
Well, I've got some vacation coming up.
Well, maybe Dylan, if he has a window.
Okay.
Steve Stricker also in this U.S. Open. It's a par 70, I believe. Only two par 5s. Usually golfers like par 5s because they can usually birdie those. But one of the par 5s is 619 yards into the wind.
Whoa.
So good luck.
Yeah. So last I checked, it was Aaron...
Mattaway.
From the Australia.
Yeah, what, that was still two?
Yeah. And, you know, he's 37. And, you know, there's obviously
there's
a lot
so many people. There's so many people that are going to... But usually, the U.S. Open, the scores, it's very difficult to stay under par. This is the one tournament where they're probably going to be plus something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, plus five could win, which is like, what? Over par? Yeah. In the U.S. Open, that's how hard they make it.
So a lot of Illini fans have been watching Desunmu. Yes. Desunmu.
Yeah. I got to work on that one.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, he's on the U18 national team for USA basketball, and their record is at 3-0 right now as they keep playing. So.
Well, they beat Panama.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
Did you see
little,
the half
little clips of it
halftime
anyway.
Score?
Mm-hmm.
43-0.
Whoa.
They beat them like 128-20. That's I could play for the U18 under. The U18 Panama team, I could play for them. I totally could play for them.
The final was 118-26.
Yeah. And
wow.
they were leading 43-0.
Okay.
That's amazing.
So yesterday over Puerto Rico, 115-71. Or Tuesday, actually. So the quarterfinals is what I was getting to today at 5 against Ecuador. So go Illini, and we'll be... cheering on IU. And we also had Ben Spillane to pat on the back. Perfect game, all-star, first team. This is his third All-American first team honor.
Well, he's the highest recruit non-pitcher Illinois has ever had.
That's Vince right.
Spillane, yeah, terrific, terrific player.
And we had some Fighting Illini Freshman of the Year that get pats on the back. Mia Rabinowitz, who had 28 wins in her singles and 17 victories in doubles as a women's tennis player. And our track guy, John Davis, with that 3:58.46, setting a school record. He should get involved in our Mile at the Pines event, Sunday, July 22nd. Bring it on, John Davis.
Yeah, right.
In the elite category.
Let's taunt him. Let's taunt him into coming.
Exactly.
Okay, so I wanted to mention, I said it's a hard golf course.
Mm-hmm.
We all know and recognize golfer Jordan Spieth.
Yes.
He started out this tournament, bogey, double bogey, par bogey. He is five. I think he's plus five. You know, he took a dang six on a par three.
Wow.
He's five over after five holes.
How did he even qualify?
Well, I tell you what he has to do. He has to turn it around. He won't be there on the weekend.
That's
He'll miss the cut.
You're right.
And here's some golfers, very good golfers. Scott Stallings is 8 over. Scott Gregory's 12 over par after 9 holes.
Where's the U.S. Open?
It's at Shinnecock. It's a very hard links course, meaning no trees. It's like an Irish course. And out of all the people that are golfing right now, just a handful, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are under par. One under, and then one guy, Charlie Hoffman, now 2 under, and he's only 4 holes in. So This is a difficult test. When Jordan Spieth is five over after five, that's a problem. It's going to be hard. And people like watching that. I like watching that because it challenges the greatest golf test. One of the greatest golf tests is the U.S. Open. So, and if it's windy, forget about it. Weather coming up.
ESPN 93.5 and Welch's Fruit Snacks are partnering with Pro Camps Worldwide to give kids in grades 1 through 8 a chance to win their way into the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp on July 19th. Sign up your son or daughter today at ESPNCU.com. One lucky kid will have the opportunity to experience fun and educational activities on the field with Chicago Cubs All-Star second baseman Javier Baez. We'll select our winner at random on Friday, June 22nd during Stevie J's morning show. Again, sign up today at ESPNCU.com. CU.com and good luck.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great summer fun. Their educational programs will take you canoeing and fishing. You can learn about the stars, wild edibles, enjoy Sunday concerts, and go for bike rides. Don't forget about Lake of the Woods Golf Course. Enjoy an afternoon of golf on their beautiful 18-hole course or try out foot golf. Go to ccfpd.org. That's ccfpd.org to see all what the Champaign County Forest Preserve District has to offer to get you closer to nature this summer. Go to ccfpd.org.
Come celebrate the longest day of the year with the Champaign Center Partnership at the 13 Thursdays Campus Town Pub Tour. Enjoy four drinks, three pubs, and one slow ride pedal tour through Campus Town on Thursday, June 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. featuring drinks at Legends, Murphy's, and Firehouse and games by Brainstorm Escapes. When you live the Champaign life. Tickets are $20 a person. Must be 21 and older to participate. Register at champagnecenter.com.
Oh, yeah, Champaign Thursday.
Yeah, champagnecenter.com.
Yeah.
All right. This is great. Got a text in. Told somebody yesterday that I knew you.
Me? Diane Ducey?
Stevie J.
Oh.
She said, this is a woman.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I told somebody I knew you, and the reply was, isn't he the father of Miss Illinois?
Oh, hey.
You're now become the father of Miss Illinois instead of Gracie being the daughter of Stevie J.
That's right.
I said, thank you. I'm excited and honored to be known as the father of Miss Illinois.
Exactly.
I'm thrilled. My dad always used to say, he was fascinated by the radio. He was fascinated by my career.
Uh-huh.
He always, my dad, and I didn't realize it till he was 17. So I was 17 years old, heard him speak at church. I did not realize my father had an accent. I did not realize my dad had an accent until I heard him when I was 17 years old in church. I'm going, he has an accent. So he's up there, and he said, about being on the radio, and he always said, who taught you to do this? Who taught you? How do you know how to? Because he was an engineer. He's a brilliant genius, unbelievable, brilliant man. And I just didn't really know how to respond to that. But then we'd be in a store together, and it just was like he'd be there, and he'd be really looking around, and then he'd yell my name out to see who would look. It was like he'd go, okay, Stevie J. And I'm going, Dad, shh. It was so funny, but he was always fascinated by that. And then he always would say, Stevie J, you made me famous. And
okay.
My dad was known all over the world for his civil engineering.
Right.
He'd come when things would fail, they'd call him. He was on all these studies and boards and everything else, and it was just, he was one of the most prominent, one of the guys that he helped guide through the PhD program at the University of Illinois was Fosler Kahn, who did the Sears Tower, now
right.
Willis Tower. And my dad's response to that was, I like to think he succeeded in spite of me. Just humble and gracious all the way through. It was as classy a man as I've ever met. But he always was fascinated, and he always said, you made me famous. Now, Grace is making me famous.
Right.
So it's just awesome.
Nice.
All right.
And happy Father's Day coming up. What a great tie-in to Sunday and, you know, having such great kids.
I'm really kind of, thank you. We're blessed and very thankful. Now, I'm thinking I'm going to carry Christian's golf bag, and I'm really a little nervous because I don't want him to have to say, Dad, let me take that. Because that would be kind of embarrassing. But
it's been a while. I mean, you used to be in caddy shape and not think about it. I mean, you were pretty tight.
Mm-hmm, thanks. So is there any way between now? Is there any way between now and tomorrow I can get back in that shape in 2 days? Anyway, I hope I'm going to do great.
And can you put a hat on or some sunscreen?
That would probably be the wise thing to do.
Okay.
I have an afro, but I see the concern. In my head, I am 18 with an afro, so I don't think of the sun. But then apparently I've got issues up there, and I just haven't really looked.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow to get that weekend going.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Warner's show is next.
They're starting illegal gambling in New Jersey, by the way. I wanted to put a poke in for that.
So I can bet on stuff in New Jersey.
They're expecting $13 million to come in from legal sports betting in this first year. And American
$13 million in taxes.
Okay.
Probably. I think Illinois projected $100 million a year.
Well, and the American Gaming Association says illegal wagers, $150 billion industry.
Oh, it's ginormous.
Wow.
It just to mainstream it, I think, causes more addiction and more issues socially. I wouldn't go there, but we have. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. I am the father of Miss America.
Exactly.
Miss America. I would slip Freudian. I am the daughter
of
Miss Illinois at this point. Back tomorrow. Thank you. Have a wonderful Thursday.
The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass Friday, June 15th, starting at 4 p.m.
Stevie J, and I'm officially a hard-working man. ESPN 93.5 and Spherion Staffing have partnered for the 2018 Hard-Working Man Series. I've already got my hands dirty at several businesses in Champaign-Urbana. I've been to work at Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer, and Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I got a little sweaty at Carex and did some AC tune-ups with the guys at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. I'm a hard-working man. Oh, yeah. Follow along with me on the job at ESPNCU.com. Or on Facebook by searching ESPNCU, and there's more work to be done. Look for me hard at work in the coming weeks at Tapman's Towing, Spring Green, and Mobile Meter with Champaign Public Works. The Hardworking Man Series is brought to you by Cindy Summers and her team at Spherion Staffing Services with offices in Savoy, Decatur, and Charleston. Go to ESPNCU.com to learn more today about the Hardworking Man Series with ESPN 93.5.
Previously on Tank Harp.
What do you make of the 20-game Big Ten schedule?
I'm excited about it. I think that as the conference has grown, the chance to play more games within the league is fantastic. I think it serves to strengthen our brand. Obviously, we get one more home game, one more road game. We're going to take that home game. We're going to move it to Chicago, and that'll be our United Center game. It'll be a Big Ten opponent up in the Windy City, and hopefully people will come out and support it.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drive Champaign.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution. And live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is inviting you to shop new arrivals of Libertyville apparel and Nike apparel. Visit GameDaySpirit.com and find new Nike t-shirts, polos, and tank tops, as well as Libertyville hats to beat the summer heat while looking great. Have time to stop in their stores? Game Day is located on campus at the corner of 6th and Green Street, with parking available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. Get excited for all things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini!
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.